Good morning. Welcome to Ladies Regenerate, where you can become morally reformed. I'm your host, Blue. How are you doing this morning? Are you running your errands? Are you at work? Are you taking a break? Some of you work overnight. Like, what's going on? Are you listening to this in your car or while you're exercising? I recommend that you listen to this while you're doing an activity, you know. And I just want to thank my subscribers. Thank you for keeping this channel going and listening to our videos. And I hope that they are helping you in some way change or open your eyes to, you know, more in life. So today's topic is you don't have to see to believe. Okay, that's what it is. You don't have to see to believe. Seeing is not believing. All right, I'll tell you a little bit more about this topic right after this break. All right, so the topic was seeing is not believing. You don't have to see it to believe it. Now, I just want to clarify something in maybe one of my previous episodes I did last year. And I said that seeing is believing, but I think I was only referring to when you are with a guy. You know, if you don't see something that he says that he is doing or is, then you believe it or you don't believe it, basically. So I just want to clarify that in its true sense, when you're now saying that seeing is believing, seeing is not believing, excuse me. Let me correct that. I am referring to your belief system. So what is it that you believe in? You know, do you have a strong belief system in God? You know, what is it that you believe in your work? Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your products or your work? Like, you have to believe in those things in order for whatever you want to see to manifest. Let me say that again. What do you believe in? You know, I believe that. What can I say? Okay, let's say I do believe in God. And I do believe that in his word that that is true. And so once you start to read and get more into his word, into the Bible, then you will start to see his works to manifest. You will start to see things and you'll just be like, wow, I didn't know that, you know, that this is what it is. But I just want to put out that fire to seeing is believing, because people are walking around thinking that if they don't see it, they don't have to believe it. That doesn't apply to every area of your life, okay? And I used to think that it applied to mine, but it's not a true statement. It is not true. The Lord wants you to believe first so that you can see it. He wants you to feel it in your heart. He wants you to So in John 20:29, I'm just going to give you a verse here to go along to help you understand better what I'm saying. It says that because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. So I've learned from this verse that when you don't see the things that you are believing for, You manifest those things. You can envision in your mind for what you believe in for. What are you asking God to do for you? Can you envision it already? Can you imagine seeing it already? And when I read that, I was like, oh no, I've been thinking the wrong thing. I've been thinking all along that you have to see things to believe it. And that is not true. In most areas of your life, like that's slightly like 5% correct. The 95% of it is not correct. You have to believe things that you don't see. So if you believe that your business is going to take off, you can't see it right now, but you have to believe it. And then you will eventually see it. If you want to believe that you're going to have the number one book around the world, you have to believe it first. You can't see it. You can't see it into the future. If you can, then you one of them them occultists or the witchcraft people. I don't play around with that. No. Mm-mm. I'm good over here. I don't play around with it, and I rebuke it. If you playing around with them tarot cards and them hoodoo and voodoo type people and them occultists, you need to skim far away from them. Like, get away from them. I don't play around with that dark stuff, okay? We like to keep it the lights on over here, okay? We like to keep the lights on. We like to keep the sunshine shining through. We don't know. So, anyways, I got off topic fast. I'm reading The Power of Prophetic Prayer by Kenan Bridges, Release Your Destiny. And it kind of opened my eyes to realize that, you know, even though we are all working on our mindset on here, we also have been thinking the incorrect things. We also have been saying the wrong things. We also have been, you know, hearing and taking heed to the wrong things. And when I thought about where did I hear seeing is believing from, I heard that from a woman in my family who doesn't have, you know, that's not married or anything. I heard that from them and I had ran with it, not realizing that they threw off my belief system. Like, they threw everything off that I, you know, believed was correct. They threw it off by adding in something that wasn't correct. And so I was just like, wow. I was like, wow, like, how could I let something like that infiltrate my system like that? Can I let it get into my mind thinking that I have to see things to believe it first? Well, if you believe that, you're going to be seeing and looking for things for a long time. And you know what? I even take back what I said earlier about it being 5% correct. It's actually 100% not correct. Because if you want a good man and you want him to have certain qualities, well, when that man come around, that certain man comes around, or any man come around, you're only going to see those qualities that you want and not see everything else and believe that he's a good man. Oh, I don't know who that was for, baby. Maybe I need to say that again. If you see qualities in a man that you want to see, you are not going to see everything else about him, because you're only going to see those things that you want to believe in, as opposed to believing that God is going to send you the man that you need and want. He sends you what you want, but he's going to send you the man that you need also, to see his goodness and to see that, you know, to see God's greatness, him working in your life, basically. You have to believe to him for some things so that you can see his goodness. Let me get back on top. This book here is remarkable. It's The Power of Prophetic Prayer. I know I said it a few minutes ago. And in the book, he talks about what I am talking about. And it kind of opened my eyes to say, who told me to say that when it wasn't correct to begin with? You know, and this book is mostly about learning how to pray. As I said in the, I think the last two episodes, I said that there is a correct way to pray. And it is, because you can be praying and nothing is manifesting. That means that you're not praying correctly. And you need to learn, you need to read the Bible, and it teaches you how to pray. It teaches you how, you know, you're supposed to be doing things. So in this particular chapter that I read about seeing is not believing, he uses the reference of 3D, a 3D movie. So he said that, you know, it's like you going to a 3D movie without wearing the 3D glasses. And it's kind of blurry when you don't have those 3D glasses on. I don't know if you've been to a 3D movie, but when you're in the movie, you have to wear the 3D glasses to see the movie. Most of the movies like that. Now, one of the movies I went to recently, I didn't have the 3D glasses on and I could still see the movie. But that's not the point. The point is, in most 3D movies, when you do not wear the glasses, the movie is very blurry. Like, you really can't watch the movie without the glasses. So it's like he was saying that prayer is those 3D glasses that you need to see the picture. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. He was saying that, you know, so using in reference the 3D glasses as being prayer, without prayer, your life is blurry. Your life is confusing and, you know, a lot of stuff going on. So I'm just like, wow, that was a great analogy to use to help me understand about, you know, seeing is not believing, and also prayer. Prayer is what helps you overcome, you know, the adversity in your life. So in the kingdom of God, believing is considered seeing. He also said that once we have become empowered and equipped through prayer, we're able to view things from a supernatural vantage point. So, how do you see things today? I'm going to tell you this. Prayer enables us to connect with the unseen, with that deeper and truer reality. I just want to say that, you know, I'm not going to ever stand seeing is believing ever again. I'm just going to tell you that. You're not going to ever hear that come out of my mouth again, because it's not true. You have to believe for things to see the things. And that's all around. That's all around in your belief system. Basically, it is your belief system, because once you get on that notion that believing is seeing, it's going to work in every area of your life. You're going to believe everything to see things manifest in your life. So, this was a very quick notion to talk about, because you can't really expand too much into it, but I can explain it in an example just so that you can understand what I am saying. So hopefully this has changed your mind about things. And if you hear somebody say sin is believing, you tell them they are incorrect. They are wrong. And that is not truth. That is not true at all. Stop spreading them lies. Don't spread that lie anymore. Okay. We have to put a stop to things. And I do think that I said it. And so I do apologize for saying it because it was not true necessarily. All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. This is Ladies Regenerate. I am Blue, where you can become morally reformed. See you tomorrow.